Good morning, folks. Good morning and welcome back. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. It is, let's see, Thursday, May 10th, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Our phone number, as always, 800-313-9443. So we're talking about this story about this this Christian group who's entering the global warming debate, saying, you know, basically in essence that, hey, we've got these, we agree that global warming is real. We don't think that it's caused by carbon emissions. And we think that punishing people financially for their carbon usage is going to be very detrimental to the poor, especially. And that, you know, again, in poorer countries, they're not able to take care of the environment. And in richer countries, they are and they do. Which, again, I think is not necessarily true, because when we kowtow to the businesses, and the politicians certainly do that, and they're the ones implementing policy and writing laws, well, yeah, in essence, a lot of big businesses are getting huge breaks. And should they? Absolutely not. We could do a lot better with taking care of the environment without, of course, punishing people with fines and various things like that. And anyway, the Cornwall Alliance, which says it has support from more than 1,500 religious leaders and scientists, stands in contrast to other evangelical movements which have embraced predictions that global warming will have catastrophic effects and are urging their congregations to support conservation efforts. I find that to be just stunning to me, really, when you think about that. Think about global warming, okay, and all the fear-mongering that we've heard. Some of it may be true, some of it not. I don't know. Never mind the cause, but just think about the effects, right? You got polar ice caps melting, you got sea levels rising, you've got catastrophic weather, hurricanes, tornadoes, rainstorms, lightning, hail, earthquakes, all that jazz, tsunamis, all these things going to be occurring because of global warming, right? Now think about the Bible, most specifically in Revelation. It says that all these things are going to happen. So here you've got these evangelicals saying, hey, look, we got to do what we can to stop global warming so that way these things don't happen. What things? The things that are mentioned in Revelation? You think if you get out there and you campaign and you back a candidate who's going to fight global warming, he's going to save the planet contrary to the predictions of God? Okay, hey, where's your faith? And I'm not saying that we should all sit back and just say, oh, yeah, whatever happens, happens. I'm not one of those guys. Obviously, I'm doing what I can. Now I'm here, so I'm not one of those people who you know, thumps the Bible in private and just says I'm not going to go out into the world. I'm just going to sit here and contain myself in my little room and ignore the world and just wait for Jesus to come back and take me away. I'm not like that. There are people like that. I'm not one of those. But what I'm saying here is that the idea, and this is the whole problem, when you start mixing, you know, various church groups and religious affiliations, you start mixing up with politicians. What's going on with that? We've heard many times preachers and pastors out there endorsing candidates or opposing candidates in election years, and they use the churches as they're not supposed to be used. And never mind about the law. I don't even care about that. Who cares if they're allowed to endorse candidates or allowed to oppose candidates? Why are the people who are attending the churches, why are they involved with that? I don't understand why they would not see a problem with that. Anyway, again, a different sidetrack here. But what I'm saying in essence is that, you know, they see global warming is endangering the future of the planet, and they want to stop it. They want to urge their congregations to support conservation efforts. And I kind of understand that. But at the same time, again, global warming, what are the causes? What are the effects of it? And what are we doing to stop it? And then I would have to say, well, gosh, if God has said that certain things are going to happen, then aren't they going to happen? I don't know. Just a weird sort of hypothetical scenario. Stay with us, folks. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, trying to shed some clarity on this confusion that we're all immersed in here. Very, very interesting stuff. Again, finishing up this story, which seems like it's taken a long time to get through this one story, doesn't it? In February, 86 Christian leaders, including best-selling author and pastor Rick Warren, signed a statement pledging to fight global warming. The statement declared that climate change is, quote, being caused mainly by human activities, and that Christian moral convictions demand our response to the climate change problem, end quote. I don't really understand that, but I know that you could make the case, I suppose, that we're supposed to take care of the planet. And I do, as much as I can. But, hey, got to get to work, got to have, certain things. Anyway, it is what it is. Both sides of the debate center their argument around care for the poor, while CASC argues that proposals to combat global warming will hurt the poor. The Evangelical Climate Initiative believes that global warming itself poses a threat to the poor. Yep. Okay, what are you going to do? Well, stop building $80 million churches and maybe do something to help the poor, like maybe help them not be poor. Just an idea. It's just one of those things, man. I just think you're missing the mark. It's crazy. All right, it's church for you, though. This one, April 27th, Reuters. The message that God wants believers to be green is emerging from the Vatican Conference on Climate Change and the latest sign of growing concern by religious groups around the world over over the fate of the planet. Scientists, environment ministers, and leaders of various religions from 20 countries sat down for 2 days to discuss the implications of global warming and development. I should probably point out that a few months ago, a story came out of the Vatican in which it wasn't the Pope, it was one of his familiars who came out and basically said that the Antichrist was going to be a green Antichrist. So pay attention to that. I think that's significant. Story goes on. While the scientists spoke of the dynamics of greenhouse gases, temperature patterns, rainforests, and exhaust emissions, the men and women of religion discussed the moral and theological aspects of protecting the environment. The conference, organized by the Vatican's Council for Justice and Peace, marked the most significant plunge to date by the Roman Catholic Church, the world's largest Christian grouping, into one of the hottest contemporary topics, no pun intended, I'm sure. Said Bishop Bernd Uhl of Freiburg, Germany, quote, climate change is one of the signs of the times affecting the Catholic Church as a global organization. The Catholic Church must take a stand on this present day and urgent question, end quote. What does that mean? What did he just say there? This is one of the signs of the times affecting the church. What does that mean? What does that mean? And then, of course, you got to take a stand on this urgent question. What does that mean? What's the question? And what's the stand? I don't know. In recent years, the world's major religions have gone more green in the race to save the planet, which they teach mankind has in stewardship and must protect for future generations. We've talked about that before, like that ridiculous anti-global warming Christian group who had the campaign, What Would Jesus Drive? You remember that? Not what would Jesus do, but what would Jesus drive? Saying, Jesus wouldn't drive a giant SUV? Well, of course he would. He had 12 guys hanging around with him. What kind of vehicle do you think he would drive? Not a scooter. Obviously, Jesus would have driven an SUV or a bus. That's just me. Over the past year, it says, some evangelical Protestant churches in the United States, strong conservative backers of President George W. Bush, have broken ranks with the White House to call for urgent measures to protect the environment. National Catholic bishops' conferences in some countries, including the U.S. and Australia, have issued statements or pastoral letters on climate change and the need to protect what most religions see as, quote, the gift of creation, end quote. Uhl said the time has come for an encyclical, the highest form of papal writing, on what he called the future of creation. He said it would energize Catholics, other believers, and world opinion on climate change. So the Vatican throwing their weight behind this climate change, global warming issue as well. Elias Abramides? I don't know. Who cares? A Greek Orthodox member of the World Council of Churches told the gathering that climate change was a, quote, deeply spiritual issue rooted in the scriptures. He said, quote, as Christians, we need to recognize and accept the intimate, ethical, and deeply religious implications of climate change. It is a matter of justice. It is a matter of equity. It is a matter of love. Love for God the Almighty, love for the neighbor, and love for creation, end quote. The WCC groups, some 550 million Christians from 340 non-Catholic Christian churches, denominations, and fellowships. So this thing is big, as if you didn't already see that. And I've said it before many, many times, I love the environment. I love the planet. I love, as Alistair Jackson said on the show, God's fingerprints all over the place. I love being outside and being in nature. I'm sure all of us do at some degree. But what I'm saying here is taxing people and surveilling people and monitoring people and charging them extra money in order to save the planet. Look, money's never saved the planet. Money never will. The churches aren't going to save anything because they can't even save themselves, right? The Vatican's going to weigh in on global warming. How about other issues like, oh, I don't know, pedophilia, for example. Shame, shame, shame on you guys. But I digress. This is interesting, just on the more church angle and less on the sort of global warming connection. This is from United Press International, May 3rd. Actor Kirk Cameron, who we all remember from Growing Pains, and author Ray Comfort will square off in New York with two atheists to debate the existence of God on ABC.com. The debate will be Wednesday after the network rescheduled it from Saturday to capture a larger audience, said Comfort in a news release. Now, again, it's already over and done with. I didn't see it. Maybe you did. Who knows? Comfort, who says he can prove God exists scientifically, said ABC originally offered him 4 whole minutes to present his case. After conferring with Cameron and the atheists, the time was raised to 13 minutes. Said Comfort, quote, I can prove the existence of God in that amount of time, end quote. In 13 minutes, he can prove the existence of God. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't see the debate, obviously. It's, you know, I don't need it to be proven to me scientifically, because I think, you know, there's a lot of things I believe that aren't necessarily, I don't have the scientific background for it. You know what I mean? Some truths are just, to me, self-evident, evident to myself, I should say, which means that it's for me and me alone. You know, I know that if I drop this coffee, it's probably going to go down. I could tell you why, gravity. But could I explain to you in great scientific detail why it does that? No, I just know that it does. And that's enough for me in some regards. Now, as far as God goes, well, you know, I don't need science to prove the existence of God. It's called faith. And I'll have faith in some things, and particularly in that issue. But it goes on. This is from LiveScience.com. Very interesting take on this. April 24th. Here's what it says. Kids with religious parents are better behaved and adjusted than other children, according to a new study that is the first to look at the effects of religion on young child development. The conflict that arises when parents regularly argue over their faith at home, however, has the opposite effect. So if you are a united front against the kids with your religious convictions and you go to church and whatnot and you don't argue about stuff in front of the kids, then your kids are well-adjusted. And if you do argue about religion in front of the kids, your kids turn into nightmares, is what this study is saying. I don't know how much I buy into this. John Bartkowski, a Mississippi State University sociologist, and his colleagues asked the parents and teachers of more than 16,000 kids, most of them first graders, to rate how much self-control they believe the kids had, how often they exhibited poor or unhappy behavior, and how well respected and how well they respected and worked with their peers. Now, first of all, these are first graders, by the way, so that should probably factor something in. I don't know a whole lot of first graders being rebellious and, you know, saying, that's it, I'm taking the car tonight, I'm going out and drinking with my pals. Not really happening in the first grade. The researchers compared these scores to how frequent the children's parents said they attended worship services, talked about religion with their child, and argued about religion in the home. The kids whose parents regularly attended religious services, especially when both parents did so frequently, and talked with their kids about religion, were rated by both parents and teachers as having better self-control, social skills, and approaches to learning than kids with non-religious parents. But when parents argued frequently about religion, the children were more likely to have problems. Said Bartkowski, quote, religion can hurt if faith is a source of conflict or tension in the family. Well, that's an interesting statement. Religion can hurt if faith is a source of conflict or tension in the family. Wouldn't religion just be religion and faith be faith? I mean, I think they're two different things. You know what I mean? But again, most people are not going to make that distinction. I have seen many a person turned away from a faith because they've been turned away by religion. Religion has chased them away from faith because people do not know to separate the two of them. Now, I would say personally that religion is ceremony and organization, and faith is personal. And that's the difference. So, of course, they make no difference between the two in this study. But I digress. Back to the story. Bartkowski thinks religion could be good for kids for three reasons. First, religious networks provide social support to parents, he said, and this can improve their parenting skills. Children who are brought into such networks and hear parental messages reinforced by other adults may also, quote, take more to heart the message that they get in the home, end quote. Maybe, I don't know. Secondly, the types of values and norms that circulate in religious congregations tend to be self-sacrificing and pro-family. I don't know about that either. We'll explore these issues later on, I guess. Bartkowski told LiveScience.com, these, quote, could be very, very important in shaping how parents relate to their kids and then how children develop in response, end quote. Finally, he said, religious organizations imbue parenting with sacred meaning and significance. University of Virginia sociologist W. Bradford Wilcox, who was not involved in the study, agrees, at least for the most religious parents, quote, getting their kids into heaven is more important than getting their kids into Harvard, end quote. And that certainly is a good thing, I would say. But again, I don't know if I feel that religion is good for kids or good for anybody, but that's just my take on it. But we'll look at this and finish this story up when we come back and explore some other stories that may or may not have some significance to these studies. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture,
Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm your host, Frank Will, and talking about the story, study done saying religion is good for kids. And it goes on. It says, as for why religious organizations might provide more of a boost to family life than secular organizations designed to do the same thing is still somewhat of a mystery, said Annette Mahoney, a psychologist at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, who was not involved in this research. She wondered, quote, is there anything about religion and spirituality that sets it apart, end quote. Bartkowski points out that one limitation of his study, to be published in the Journal of Social Science Research, is that it did not compare how denominations differed with regards to the effects on their kids. He said, quote, we don't really know if conservative Protestant kids are better behaving than Catholic kids or better behaving than mainline Protestant kids or Jewish kids, end quote. It is also possible that the correlation between religion and child development is the other way around, he said. In other words, instead of religion having a positive effect on youth, maybe the parents of only the best-behaved children feel comfortable in a religious congregation. He said, quote, there are certainly expectations about children's behavior within a religious context, particularly within religious worship services. These expectations might frustrate parents and make congregational worship congregational worship a less viable option if they feel their kids are really poorly behaved, unquote. Interesting alternate hypothesis there. I think that certainly a lot of things that go into faith and religion are very, very important. And I think that, again, if you view it from two different points of view, the people who mostly have come out of, you know, their very young years with a some sort of religious foundation, as I did, was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school from 7 years. When you have that as a basis, it's possible to sort of learn the difference. But again, I had a good understanding of God, but it was complicated. Religion is very, very complicated. God is not. I mean, he's complex, but he's not complicated as far as is our belief structure, in my personal opinion. It's just my findings and my obviously wise 32 years. I'm being sarcastic, of course. But what I'm saying here is that then the people who maybe didn't have a spiritual foundation in their early years, maybe they can come to grips with God maybe a little easier if they can understand it and accept it, even though it's not a part of their upbringing. Because they don't have the restrictions of an organized religion that says certain things. And again, then you have to understand the difference between the religion and faith, because religion is of course, it may have been had God in mind when it started, but it has become an organization of human beings, with human beings making the rules and human beings basically being involved with this. And human beings, if there's one thing consistent, people say death and taxes are certainties, sure. Human beings screwing things up are also a certainty. Don't forget that. Okay? That's why different denominations have different beliefs about certain things. Oh, this day is the Sabbath, that day is the Sabbath. Don't miss a day of church or you're going to go to hell. Don't forget to knock on 85 doors and preach to people this week, otherwise you're going to hell. Or hell isn't real except that it's, it's frozen way. Whatever. People have different concepts of different things. It's immaterial to this discussion. This is from the Vatican. April 23rd, Reuters is where I found it. The Vatican's second highest-ranking doctrinal official on Monday forcefully branded homosexual marriage an evil and denounced abortion and euthanasia as forms of terrorism with a human face. So not only do you have the Vatican jumping into the global warming thing, the Vatican is now assessing what is and is not terrorism. Very, very interesting. The attack by Archbishop Angelo Amato, secretary of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, was the latest in a string of speeches made by either Pope Benedict or other Vatican officials as Italy considers giving more rights to gays. Now, how well-behaved is that? Is that good for kids to hear stuff like that? That person is the devil and they're going to hell because they're gay. That person's a terrorist because they're gay. That person's a terrorist because they had an abortion and probably they're gay. Yeah. Real healthy for kids, isn't it? Goes on. In an address to chaplains, Amato said in newspapers and television bulletins often seem like, quote, a perverse film about evil, end quote. Yeah, because it's news. Of course it is. Again, news outlets have a lot of evil to report on, and people dig on the scary stuff more so than they dig on the human interest pieces like Fluffy the dog can drive a skateboard. Let's watch this video clip. No thanks. You got better things to do than that. But again, the news is perverse, and it is about evil, but evil sells and gains listeners, of course. He denounced, quote, evils that remain almost invisible, end quote, because the media presented them as an expression of human progress. He listed human progress as abortion clinics, which he calls slaughterhouses of human beings, euthanasia, and parliaments of so-called civilized nations where laws contrary to the nature of the human being are being promulgated, such as the approval of marriage between people of the same sex, end quote. I think I've said this before. This will shock some of you out there. I don't care if people are gay. If people want to be gay, be gay. Whatever. It's not going to affect me. I'm not saying that I walk around saying as long as it doesn't affect me, I don't care about it. But I'm saying that this idea is very anathema to me as far as the message of God. But maybe it's just me. Stay with us. Quick break. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Anyway, when we left off, we were mocking this, this attempts to tie everything into terrorism. Abortion is terrorism, and being gay is terrorism, and all that jazz. I don't know. I think that when you look at it, whenever doctrine or scripture or anything like that is forced on somebody's throat, it's not going to work. It's not going to take. They're not just going to say, well, thanks for beating me over here with this Bible there, Father so-and-so, because obviously that's what I needed, and now I'm going to convert, and I'm not going to be gay anymore. So, it's just one of those things. And again, the Vatican is against gay marriage, but they're not going to have any problem with priests who are molesting little boys and things like that. So, again, it just... it rings a little hollow to me. So forgive me if I say that, I disagree with their assessment of things, but I disagree with their assessment of things. A motto spoke at a time, and this is why they're doing it, of course, when the Vatican and Italy's powerful Roman Catholic Church are at loggerheads over plans for a highly controversial law that would give unmarried, heterosexual, and homosexual couples some form of legal recognition. The Church and Catholic politicians, even some in Prime Minister Romano Prodi's center-left coalition, see the proposed law as a Trojan horse and say it could lead to gay marriages. Amato is said to be very close to Pope Benedict, criticized the media's coverage of ethical issues. After denouncing abominable terrorism, quote-unquote, such as that carried out by suicide bombers, he condemned what he called, quote, terrorism of the human face, end quote, and accused the media of manipulating language to, quote, hide the tragic reality of the facts, end quote. In his address, he also said, quote, for example, abortion is called voluntary interruption of pregnancy and not the killing of a defenseless human being. An abortion clinic is given a harmless, even attractive name, such as Center for Reproductive Health, and euthanasia is blandly called death with dignity, end quote. Gay rights groups have criticized the Pope and Catholic Church officials in the past over such comments, accusing them of interfering in Italy's domestic affairs. Groups opposed to gay marriage and recognition of unmarried couples are planning a national rally in Rome next month, which would be this month, by the way, because this is an April story. Italy's Roman Catholic Church, set up on a on diocesan and parish levels, has the organizational machinery to mobilize hundreds of thousands of people. A huge turnout, which is expected, could be a major embarrassment for Prodi's government. So, very interesting stuff going on there. I'll continue with another Vatican story. This one, May 2nd, Reuters. The Vatican's official newspaper accused an Italian comedian on Wednesday of terrorism. A comedian is being accused by the Vatican of terrorism. Why? For criticizing the Pope. And they warned that the comedian's rhetoric could fuel a return to the 1970s-style political violence. Ooh. So, again, the Vatican starting to define terrorism. See, now, are we not immersed in a war on terror? Yes, we are. What I'm getting at here is, again, the idea of a the idea of a government or again, series of governments and churches being involved together, that is a theocracy, and that's when it starts to get really nasty. And like I said, I'd rather see God, you know, taken out of all things than to have God incorporated into politics. That, to me, is terrifying. Because I also have my beliefs. They can go ahead and take away. And it's kind of, I think that's kind of what Zeph was saying last night, but he was saying it in a much more controversial way. But again, you know, if they want to go and ban the Bible and ban this and ban that and ban God and can't even say God or any of that stuff, guess what I'm still going to do? Have my little, you know, black market Bible that I'm going to read? Yeah. Say God? Yeah. Still going to pray? Still going to believe? So that doesn't matter. But when they start dictating what is and is not God, you should be very wary of that. The governments of this world are not to be trusted, nor should they be. Nor should you buy into the idea of the church group or, you know, whatever, like the Vatican, starting to dictate what is and is not terrorism. Because we've already found out that abortion clinics and euthanasia and being gay, that's all terrorism. And now comedians are terrorists, too. Why? Because they criticize the Pope. In an unusually strongly worded editorial, La Osservatore Romano said a presenter of a televised May Day rock concert, which is sponsored by Italy's labor unions, had launched quote-unquote vile attacks on the Pope Benedict in front of an excitable crowd. Said the church in a statement, quote, this too is terrorism. It is terrorism to launch attacks on the church. It is terrorism to stoke blind and irrational rage against someone who always speaks in the name of love, love for life, and love for man, end quote. So I guess they're talking about the Pope. The Pope's talking about love for man. Now, does that make him a terrorist then? Because that's kind of a gay thing. I'm joking, of course. I'm not saying the Pope's talking about man love, but he's talking about love for man. Anyway, what I'm saying here, I'm being completely tongue-in-cheek and satirical here with my comments, but there is a valid point here when they start determining that you can't say bad things about the Pope because that's verbal terrorism. That's a problem for me. At the concert in question, held every year in front of the St. John in Lateran Basilica, Rome's cathedral where Pope Benedict sits as bishop, one of the presenters, Andrea Rivera, spoke out against the pontiff stand on a number of issues. Or I guess it would be Andrea, because it's a guy. He said, quote, the Pope says he doesn't believe in evolution. I agree. In fact, the church has never evolved, end quote. Guy's a comedian, by the way. It's not really the funniest thing in the world, but it's mildly amusing. And again, comedy is more or less, I mean, stand-up comedy, isn't that sort of like the last bastion of free speech in America? And great, we're not talking about America, obviously, but still. I mean, you can get comedians on stage, and they can say anything they want and pretty much get away with it, if it's in the context of a joke or a story or something to do with their act. Never mind Michael Richards and his, you know, racism and whatnot. But seriously, you know, this is a bad, bad sign. Anyway. This person, Andrea Rivera, also criticized the church for refusing to give a Catholic funeral to Pier Giorno Welby, A man who campaigned for euthanasia as he lay paralyzed with muscular dystrophy. He died in December after a doctor agreed to unplug his respirator. Said Rivera, between musical acts at the open-air concert, quote, I can't stand the fact that the Vatican refused a funeral for Welby, but that wasn't the case for Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet or Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, end quote. That's a really good point. But for him to make that really good point makes him a terrorist. The latest salvo between the Vatican and its critics in Italy comes a few days ahead after the head of Italy's bishops' conference, Archbishop Angelo Bagnasco, received a bullet in the mail after making comments that his critics say compared homosexuality with incest and pedophilia. The Observatore and Rivera's monologue came amid growing anti-clericalism in Italy, which included graffiti and internet messages supporting the Red Brigades, the Marxist group involved in political violence, particularly in the 70s. Prime Minister Romano Prodi, a devout Catholic who is backing legislation to give legal rights to unmarried couples, including homosexuals, a bill, by the way, opposed by the church, he called for calm. He said, quote, we have to have calm and good sense. Unfortunately, the rhetoric has continuously been getting harsher over recent months. This country doesn't need it, end quote. Yeah, no country needs that, certainly, but it is going to happen because people are going to disagree. And when you can't make the distinction between religion and faith, you have some real issues. Then again, I would say this, that the Vatican, you'd think at this point, how long have they been around? A long time. I don't know. A long time. We'll just leave it at that. You'd think they'd have thicker skin. But, of course, in this day and age, everyone can be offended, everyone can be sensitive, and everyone can whine and complain and cry and say, my feelings were hurt. You're a terrorist. You're an emotional terrorist. CNSNews.com, May 3rd. President Bush looks likely to veto a hate crimes bill under debate in the U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday if it is approved by Congress. Conservatives quickly responded by thanking the president for upholding, quote, our nation's constitutional tradition of equal protection under the law, end quote. Said a statement released by the executive office of the president, quote, the administration favors strong criminal penalties for violent crime, including crime based on personal characteristics such as race, color, religion, or national origin. However, the administration believes that H.R. 1592 is unnecessary and constitutionally questionable. If H.R. 1592 were presented to the president, his senior advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, end quote. That's from the executive office of the president. The sentence containing the veto reference was underlined in the statement. The statement also said, quote, state and local criminal laws already provide criminal penalties for the violence addressed by the new federal crime defined in Section 7 of H.R. 1592, and many of these laws carry stricter penalties, including mandatory minimums and the death penalty, than the proposed language in H.R. 1592. In addition, state and local law enforcement agencies and courts have the capability to enforce those penalties and are doing so effectively. There has been no persuasive demonstration of any need to federalize such a potentially large range of violent crime enforcement, and doing so is inconsistent with the proper allocation of criminal enforcement responsibilities between the different levels of government. In addition, almost every state in the country can actively prosecute hate crimes under their state's own hate crimes law, end quote. So that's kind of the whole deal with that, but it goes on. Focus on the Family founder James Dobson welcomed the undertaking, saying, quote, we applaud the president's courage in standing up for the Constitution and the principle of equal protection under the law, end quote. Cybercast News Service, which is CSN News, by the way, previously reported the House is debating the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007, which is H.R. 1592, which would, quote, provide federal assistance to states, local jurisdictions, and Indian tribes to prosecute hate crimes involving actual or perceived religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability, end quote. The bill was introduced on March 20th by Representative John Conyers, Democrat from Michigan. He told the House Thursday that there are, quote, no First Amendment disabilities about this measure in any way. As a personal advocate of the First Amendment, I can assure you that this would be the last thing that would be allowed to be in this bill, end quote. So he's somewhat speaking. Opposing the measure, Representative Lamar Smith, a Republican from Texas, said the bill would result in disproportionate justice for victims of certain crimes, saying, quote, all violent crimes must be vigorously prosecuted. However, this bill, no matter how well-intended, undermines basic criminal principles of our criminal justice system. Under this bill, justice will no longer have equal but depend on the race, sex, sexual orientation, disability, or status of the victim. For example, criminals who kill a homosexual or transsexual will be punished more harshly than criminals who kill a police officer, members of the military, a child, a senior citizen, or any other person. End quote. Smith also voiced concern that the measure would have a chilling effect on religious leaders and groups who express their constitutionally protected beliefs. Very, very interesting. I think there's something to that. Hate crimes in general are, I have an issue with that, the whole concept of it, on a number of levels. Because just because someone is different, it could be construed as a hate crime. If someone's a different color, a different religion, a different gender, a different age, whatever, different nationality from another country maybe, I could be prosecuted under hate crime if I punched him in the face. But maybe I punched him in the face just because they were being a jerk. Who knows? You see what I mean? I mean, there's obviously some issues with that that need to be factored in. And anyway, so President Bush said he's going to veto that. That makes him a hero, right? Nah, not necessarily. It's just, you know, people are factoring in the election thing, I think, at some level. Anyway, we go on with how great religion is and whatnot. This one from the Indianapolis Star, April 24th. Two local billboards that are part of a broad ad campaign aimed at showing biblical support for homosexuality were hit over the weekend by spray paint wielding vandals. Starting last week, the national gay advocacy group Faith in America leased space on 22 billboards around Indianapolis to spread messages like, quote, Jesus affirmed a gay couple, end quote, and, quote, Jesus said some people are born gay, end quote. I don't know where those particular scriptures are, but anyway, they wanted to put up a billboard about it and people were offended. It corresponds with 1,000 yard signs carrying similar messages that were sponsored by the Jesus Metropolitan Community Church, an Indianapolis church that teaches God's acceptance of homosexuality. I don't know about that either, but again, they either have the ability to speak their mind or they don't. Reverend Jeff Miner, the church's pastor, said the two billboards were defaced over the weekend. A billboard on Kentucky Avenue carried the original message, quote, the early church welcomed a gay man, end quote. They had the word man spray painted over with black paint. So I guess it said the early church welcomed gay. I don't know what that means. Anyway, that's Miner's assessment. It has been repaired. Another billboard at 10th Street and Mithoffer Road had the words lie, lie, lie painted in big red letters of the original message that Jesus affirmed a gay couple. Said Miner, quote, I think it shows the length some people will go to suppress ideas rather than have a dialogue, end quote. Several church leaders in the city say the ad campaign is built on false statements and distorted teachings of Scripture, but Reverend Andy Hunt of Body of Christ Community Church said vandalism is always a wrong response, saying, quote, it ignites passions whenever someone brings a lie against the God you worship, but we can't go down to their level, end quote. So he's saying it's a lie. And again, whether it is or it's not, who cares? If being gay is a sin, then I just won't be gay. How about that? But the point is that here you've got another situation, another circumstance where everybody's trying to make everybody else believe exactly how they believe. That's a typical church thing. And you're going to get passions inflamed. You're going to get people freaking out about stuff like that, and it's going to happen. Here's another one that's interesting. April 23rd, FoxNews.com. The Wiccan pentacle has been added to the list of emblems allowed in national cemeteries and on government-issued headstones of fallen soldiers, according to a settlement announced Monday. A statement between the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and Wiccans adds the five-pointed star to the list of emblems of belief allowed on VA grave markers. 11 families nationwide are waiting for grave markers with the pentacle, said Selena Fox, a Wiccan high priestess with Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, a plaintiff in the lawsuit. The settlement calls for the pentacle, whose five points represent earth, air, fire, water, and spirit, to be placed on grave markers within 14 days for those who have pending requests with the VA. Said Fox, quote, I am glad this has ended in success in time to get markers for Memorial Day, end quote. The VA sought the settlement in the interest of families involved and to save taxpayers the expense of further litigation, said VA spokesman Matt Burns. The agency also agreed to pay $225,000 in attorney's fees and costs. The pentacle has been added to 38 symbols in the VA already 38 symbols the VA already permits on gravestones. They include commonly recognized symbols for Christianity, Buddhism, Islam, and Judaism, as well as those for similar religions such as Sufism reoriented, Ekiankar, and the Japanese faith Seicho no Lei. I don't even know what those are. But 38 religious symbols, and they added the Wiccan symbol. So I don't know. Maybe that's controversial to some people. I don't really care. Said the Reverend Barry Lynn, director of the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, which represented the Wiccans in the lawsuit, quote, this settlement has forced the Bush administration into acknowledging that there are no second-class religions in America, including among our nation's veterans, end quote. But I thought they were for the separation of church and state, but they're going to get the Wiccans the right to have their, you know, church symbols on a cemetery that's owned by the state. So go figure. The ACLU said the agreement also settles a similar lawsuit filed last year against the VA. In that case, the ACLU represented two other Wiccan churches and three individuals. VA-issued headstones, markers, and plaques can be used in any cemetery, whether it is a national one, such as in Arlington, or a private burial ground like the one on Circle Sanctuary's property. Wicca is a nature-based religion based on respect for the earth, nature, and the cycle of the seasons. Variations of the pentacle not accepted by Wiccans have been used in horror movies as a sign of the devil. So anyway, all that religious stuff going on. And then there's another story that we'll conclude with when we come back here, folks. This one, if you haven't heard about, you'll find this one to be fascinating. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We talked a lot about sort of religion and churches and different things like that, and all over the place, went from global warming, certainly, to Just the global warming debate, the proof of God, religion, and the effects on kids, gay marriage, and the Vatican's opinion of that as abortion and all these things. The Vatican talking about terrorism, the hate crimes bill, of course, the tolerance billboards, gay tolerance billboards, which are vandalized, and the Wiccan symbols in the federal cemeteries for veterans. Now, again, a lot of bickering, a lot of different shenanigans. And this is why a lot of people are pushed out of the churches, and they look for something else. They look for something different. And if you're one of those people, maybe you're an atheist out there. Maybe you're thinking, well, yeah. You know, the show's fine. Frank's, you know, nice enough guy, I suppose. But, yeah, you know, all this God talk really just aggravates me. Hey, man, I've been there. I used to be like that, too. I think all of us at some point have been there. And you have to be able to differentiate between religion and faith. There is a difference. You can have one without the other. And I would urge you to pursue faith. Now, because people who are chased out of the churches either go become atheists or they fall into some sort of cult, it is important to have personal faith, faith you can stand on your own 2 feet for. Because cults, inevitably, you don't become a cult leader, odds are. Most likely, you'll become a cult follower. And again, if you're in a personal place with your faith, you're not going to be following anybody except what God sends you. I came across this story, which I think is quite noteworthy. It came out on the 7th of May, local6.com in Orlando, Florida. It says, a controversial religious figure claims he is Jesus Christ incarnate with a following of millions with 666 tattoos on their bodies, filled an amphitheater in Orlando this weekend and promised joy, peace, and prosperity. Orlando police officer stood guard around the Lake Eola Amphitheater as Dr. Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda, age 61, arrived in the city Saturday. Miranda, who has been banned from 3 countries, told Local 6 news cameras in a cheering crowd that he was Jesus Christ incarnated. Oh, that's nice. His followers believe that his life and his teachings replaced those of Jesus of Nazareth. Said Juan Sanchez, quote, they believe Jesus is going to come from the sky, but that's not the way he's going to come. He is here. Oh, that's great. Okay. Miranda said millions of people worldwide have tattooed their bodies with 666 in recognition that the second coming of Christ has taken place. Said a believer to Local 6 News, quote, I have it proudly on my hand. It is easier when they shake my hand. It is easier for them to ask. I am very proud to show it as a sign of love, end quote. Idiots! These people are just delusional. A group of Christians protested the event, calling the following a cult. Police removed 2 of them from the amphitheater. Said a protester, quote, we are questioning their faith and their 666 tattoos. We want to learn more so we can relate more between being a Christian and believing in this and who the true Jesus is, end quote. Miranda said he is known as God in at least 30 countries. Local 6 reported he was born in Puerto Rico and admits to being a recovering heroin addict. He also spent time in prison on drug and petty theft charges. He's the founder of the Miami-based Growing in Grace Ministry. So Jesus, the new Jesus, of course, the reincarnated one, who didn't come from the sky, he came from Puerto Rico, recovering heroin addict, been in prison, drug and petty theft charges, and he founded a ministry in Miami, which probably makes a lot of money. And his followers are getting 666 tattooed on their bodies. Unbelievable, folks. That's what happens when you don't have faith. If you want to be a follower by all means. But, you know, one of the things that we've talked about on this show is personal empowerment. Finding your own truths, finding your own answers, your own. Don't steal mine. Mine are hard fought. They've been blood and tears and sweat have been shed for my beliefs as I've tried to understand them and figure them all out. So, you know, what the conclusions I've come to have come to the hard way, and that's by learning and growing personally. And I urge you to do the same. I really do. So, anyway, otherwise, if you're accustomed to being